This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The White House is again saying this morning the president did nothing wrong. But a close associate of President Trump's personal lawyer is claiming the president was directly involved in the effort to pressure Ukraine to investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden. AP correspondent Mike Hempens in Washington.
Speaking on MSNBC, Lev Parnas says he delivered an ultimatum in May to Ukraine's incoming president, that no senior U.S. officials would attend his inauguration, and that all aid to Ukraine would be withheld if an investigation into Joe Biden wasn't announced. Parnas alleges Trump ordered Vice President Mike Pence to not attend the inauguration as a way of sending a message to Ukraine about the Biden investigation.
The impeachment drama moves to the Senate this afternoon. Our Sagar Magani is in Washington.
This is a difficult time for our country.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell will be among those sworn in today as jurors by Chief Justice John Roberts.
And then we will formally notify the White House of our pending trial and summon the president to answer the articles.
Opening arguments are set for Tuesday. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The senators will not be allowed to have their cell phones with them, nor will they be allowed to talk as the proceedings play out. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is taking some heat on social media after what some thought was an inappropriately cheery ceremony yesterday, during which she smiled and chatted with lawmakers while signing the articles of impeachment. Then she gave away signing pens emblazoned with her signature on them and stood smiling for photos. The weather could get ugly for millions of Americans. The National Weather Service's David Roth.
Could be some sleet, some snow, some freezing rain, but, you know, any freezing rain's a problem. And that would be from the Central Plains across the Ohio Valley into West Virginia.
A storm battering the Northeast may dump 9 inches of snow. This is AP News. President Trump has signed a trade deal with the Chinese, but what do we get out of it?
The agreement eases tensions between China and the U.S. and is expected to boost exports on the U.S. side.
Together we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families.
The agreement is intended to ease some U.S. economic sanctions on China, but does little to force Beijing to make major economic changes. Trade attorney Melissa Duffy thinks it's a good start.
There are some short-term wins, but it remains to be seen whether the long-term benefits will actually happen.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Retail sales rose at a solid pace last month, evidence that Americans are willing to spend during the winter holidays after a sluggish November. Retail sales increased 0.3% in December. Excluding sales at car dealers and gas stations, sales rose 0.5%. That was the best in 5 months. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.